Life Audio.
Hi, I'm Emma Danzi, and welcome to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore how women wear many hats while serving one God. Whatever role you are fulfilling, the Lord is using you in incredible ways. Let's take some time to seek the scriptures and learn how we can best honor Christ with the hats that we wear. Hey friends, welcome to Her Many Hats podcast. I'm your host, Emma Danzi. And today with me, I have my friend, Sarah Jeter. I am so excited to have you here, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, we're so excited to have you here and really press in and talk more about wearing the hat of being a part of a community, what it looks like to do life with others. But before we get into our questions for today, I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about yourself. You're actually a college student, one of our amazing students here. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your major and just kind of really your hopes of where you feel like God is leading you.
I am 20 years old. I'm a psychology major. I've been following Christ for about 3 years now.
That's awesome.
Most of my time is spent working with special needs children, which I adore so much.
How did you kind of get into that?
I actually got into this job after leaving my old job, which was working at a consignment store. I felt like it wasn't for me. And within the same week, God brought this opportunity to me to work with special needs children. So that is where I am.
That's amazing. What age do you have, like a special age group or is it a variety?
I do not. So I actually work with the same two clients and I go to their house. One of them is 12 and the other one is 6.
Did you have just something that kind of drove you towards that or experiences growing up? Or did you just all of a sudden kind of have a heart for that?
So my best friend actually recommended the job to me to begin with. And I was a little bit skeptical at first because I'd never experienced working with special needs children. Mm-hmm. But I went out on a limb and took a chance and it ended up being one of the greatest things I've ever done.
Wow, that's really cool. And you love to help young women.
I do.
In their walks with Christ. So tell us a little bit about how you like to motivate them and what that is looking like for you in this season of life.
When I was in my freshman year of college, I found myself being isolated and not having many friends because the Lord was doing such a big work in me and I felt conviction over so many things. And I wasn't living the same lifestyle that my then friends were living. Mm. So I was constantly in my dorm room alone by myself. And this was very isolating for me and very hard for me. So I decided that I wanted to start a TikTok account solely based on God's love and his word. And I posted a few things here and there. I wasn't really consistent to begin with. And then one video kind of just blew up out of nowhere. And then after that, like, people just started following me and young girls started direct messaging me on Instagram, asking for advice. And that's really how I got into it, helping young women with their walk with Christ.
Sarah's TikTok is Simply Sarah, and you can check out more of her videos and her encouragement to young women there. And point any young women in your lives towards her.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
We are going to jump right into our first question about community, which I know you're so passionate about, and kind of hearing a little bit about how you felt isolated. It makes a lot of sense because you've, you know, discovered the value in it. But why do you believe that community is such an important part of our Christian faith?
So I'm a strong believer that our individual walks with Christ can't be done alone. It's 100% a team effort. And the other day, I was reading through Hebrews chapter 10, and verse 25 specifically talks about how you shouldn't neglect meeting together and how you should encourage one another, because there will absolutely be times where we're running low on faith. And in those times, it is so vital to have other brothers and sisters in Christ alongside of us. And I was also reading in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, and verse 10 talks about how your fellow will lift you up when you fall. And I did a little research because the verse after it says something very interesting. It says, "Woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up." And the word woe in this context means great sorrow or distress. So the verse was essentially saying to be great in sorrow for the brother or sister that has no one to lift him up when he falls. And I feel like we've all been in a place where you feel like you have to pick yourself back up, which is absolutely a very disheartening feeling. But we're called the body of Christ for a reason, because we're called to be together and to work as one. So the word community in itself makes me think of a man running. The feet, the arms, the heart, and the legs are all doing different tasks, but simultaneously, they're all working together to accomplish a common goal.
I love that.
In our case, as Christians, as the church, we're called to work together in every circumstance.
I love that image, too, because we're called to run the race.
Right.
I even think about, like, Moses, when he was having others hold his arms up in the battle. And we can't do life alone. God created us for that community. Was there ever a time in your life when you didn't value community or you felt isolated? And if so, what was that like for you? And how did that affect your relationship with God?
Absolutely. There was a time in my life, and it was actually freshman year in college. It was the most isolated I've ever felt. I found myself living in a community that didn't love or value God as much as I did. So from the time I accepted Christ as my savior to the time I became a freshman in college, God had changed me so drastically, and I was no longer listening to secular music. I wasn't speaking the same. I wasn't watching specific movies and shows. But one thing that remained the same was the friend group that I had. And they couldn't for the life of them understand why or how I changed so much in a short amount of time. So there was a lot of peer pressure to do all sorts of things from them. And after a while, they kind of just stopped asking me to hang out with them when I wouldn't give in. So I genuinely felt like I had no one and I was alone. And this is when I began to pray for community the hardest. I say this next thing because it's so true. God works in mysterious ways, because within 4 short months of me praying for like-minded, Christ-loving community, the Lord gave me my TikTok community, which we previously talked about. So what happened was I did post a few videos, and within that time, the account just began to blow up. And shortly after being blessed with my internet community, I ended up finding my now home church through Instagram.
Wow.
I talked with the staff, and they connected me with a young adults group specifically for 18 to 25 year olds. And within that group, I was able to meet some of my closest friends now.
Cool.
And fast forward a couple years, I got connected to an organization on my college campus, Crew, for young adults, in which I was able to make so many friends that I now do everything with. But thankfully for me, I was never put in the situation where I didn't value my community, because God was able to use the season of isolation beforehand to teach me to value my God-fearing brothers and sisters.
That's so great. And I love that you brought up prayer, because I think so often we neglect that when we're asking God for community. He cares about that prayer, and he hears us, and then we get to see him answer that. So anybody listening, you know, just always remember, if you're feeling like you're desiring more people in your life to walk this path of faith with you, God hears your prayers, and we encourage you to pray just like Sarah has. And I've prayed that same prayer before in my own life, and just the importance of that. And I love too that you talked about your experience of being someone who had a transformed life, and how, yes, you still were a friend to those around you that were unbelievers, but that you knew that you needed something else in this season too. You needed people to be those core friends that could walk and encourage you in your faith. And I think there's a place for both, but it's really important for people to hear that, you know.
I've heard so many stories where people have been in communities where confessing your sins and surrendering to the truth was a taboo thing to do, or it was almost quote unquote forbidden. But I'm very thankful to say that my church group for young adults has allowed me to share my sins and my trauma very openly. That's ultimately what community is all about.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
One of my good friends had been going through a rough time, and Sunday was her first Sunday back at church. This past Sunday was her first Sunday back at church. So when we seen her, no one really said anything, but we all just hugged her. And just from hugging her, we were able to feel how much pain and grief she was in. So much so that we all began to weep with her. And that moment in itself made me cherish my community all the more, because I know that they will join me when I rejoice, but also when I weep. And I am definitely a firm believer that moments like this are building blocks for our faith.
Yes, agreed. I absolutely agree. It's that authenticity, you know. It's so sweet to hear that too. And that your friend returned to that. There was something in her that was drawn to come back.
Right.
You know, and y'all were there to welcome her. So I love that. So how would you encourage college students, or even just others in general, to find this kind of community that you're talking about, Christian community, because we have to pursue it often. It doesn't necessarily just come knock on our door. So what would you say are some maybe practical ways that they can seek out community?
It is extremely important to have community as a college student, 100%. College is a place where you will be subject to things that you probably would have never done before you were in college. And college is also a time where you're living on your own for the first time, no parental supervision. And so essentially you can do whatever you want. And no matter how much you love the Lord, our flesh is still weak. So the best encouragement I can give to any college student seeking to find community is to go to your institution's website. Look at their list of clubs. I can almost guarantee that you'll find some Christian organization to join. Also, don't be afraid to ask around. I'm sure there's other students or staff members that can get you connected to a faith-based community. And with me, I was able to find my church personally through Instagram. So don't be afraid to go snoop around and check out your social media accounts.
In college, there's so much vying for your attention. And so if you don't seek it out, there's so many other things that are negative that will easily get to you first. So making sure that you prioritize that in such a vital time in your life, and getting plugged into a church community, like, you know, ministries on campus are great and they're definitely there for you, but making sure too, you're finding a church that will model what community looks like with all generations, not just this one group of students, you know, in this certain season.
Right.
I love that. What are some common barriers that you would say people might face when it comes to community, and how can they overcome those to prioritize it?
So the top three I would say people face when it comes to godly community would first of all be finding community to begin with. It can be very intimidating. However, if you truly desire to have a community, you have to put your best foot forward when it comes to finding your people. The next one, which was really hard for me to understand, but it's dealing with your community evolving. People will come, people will go. Sally may know more than you. Jeff may know less than you when it comes to God's word, but that's the beauty in community. This is just one of many ways that God refines us. Lastly, a big barrier is the misconception that community must be large. While 20 plus people is a community, so is two or three people. But it's so important to remember that size doesn't make community, but love makes community. Faith makes community. And the Bible tells us that where two or three are gathered, God will be in the midst of them. So I think it's very important to value quality over quantity.
That's so good. I love this. I keep talking to you for hours. this is just such an important topic, and we're glad that you could join us today. And we just pray, if you're listening, that this encourages you. Just take one step. What's the next step for you to press in to Christian community around you? What would that look like for you to reach out or go to that church and step in the front doors, or look on that Instagram account, or do whatever it takes to go and say hello to somebody new who you can tell loves Jesus and would be fun to walk in life with and learn with. These are important moments and great decisions for us to make. And as we both can share, we have been very encouraged and blessed by them. So we encourage you to seek it out and to see how the Lord grows you and what he teaches you with others who love him. Sarah, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It was such a blast. Yeah. And if you're listening, check out Sarah at TikTok at her handle, Simply Sarah, and get some more encouragement for young women.
Her Many Hats is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. To hear more from Emma, visit her site, emmadanzy.wordpress.com. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a rating and review in your podcast app? It really does help us connect to more listeners like you. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Stephen Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.